Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Joining us in just about an hour, Dave Richard, to give you all of your fantasy football advice for Week 7. But before that, we're going to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider, and Dell Federal Partner. Hold on. Wait a second. Washington's playing Green Bay. So he's doing a green. Is this a Green Bay song or?
I just thought I'd play some polka.
Polka, because of the Midwest.
Yes, polka very popular in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Midwest.
Okay,
I don't mind it.
You know, polka, polka, polka.
You're shaking
polka.
It up. I understand. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Home Alone. A lot of polka references. I like it.
You didn't know polka is the music of the Midwest, the music of Wisconsin?
No.
I never really thought about that.
I know it's more popular there than it is here.
Interesting.
All right, so yesterday, obviously...
Polka stinks, by the way.
The biggest news out of Ashburn was the announcement that the football team had cut Hopkins, Dustin Hopkins, who I didn't realize had been here since, what, like 2015?
6 or 7 years.
Yeah, had been here that long.
Did that happen at 9:59?
No. It happened literally at 9:54, like 25.
Like, when we sign off,
we have a hard out every day. We're out at 9:54:20, somewhere right around there every day. And as soon as I looked at Twitter, right after we signed off, the news came from Tom Pelissero had tweeted it. Yeah. Dustin Hopkins released.
Ron does that on purpose, so we won't talk about
is that
it.
What
we
it
won't
is?
Grill him.
Yeah, we'll wait a day.
Yeah, he does.
So obviously, I have mixed feelings on it. You swap out the kicker, okay. You could be going, by the way, just so you know. I always defend kickers. So you could be going on an odyssey here for the next 3 or 4 years trying to find a kicker. The guy that they signed, I hope he works out, hasn't kicked in a real game since 2016.
He's a local kid, isn't he?
I guess he had some local
yes.
guys.
Yeah.
They said...
Didn't he go to high school at West Potomac?
I think he's from West Potomac.
Yeah, I think they said he was living maybe 70 miles away doing some... he was doing personal training, and I think he was maybe working at like FedEx or UPS or something.
Wow.
So, you know, he's got a great story. Root for him. But the Hopkins thing, I'll have to say, is weird. I feel like it's a little bit of just kind of placating the fans, and it's like, you know, you cut the kicker to maybe try to send a message to the team. The other news that came out yesterday is that Ron said he made it official that Landon Collins is basically no longer considered a safety.
Right.
I think that's also clearly to placate to the fans.
By the way, if you placate the fans, I don't know what you're doing. You should never disagree with me? You should never listen to fan outcry.
This is what should never happen. And this is what I'm getting to.
If that's what's happening, then you got the wrong people running your football organization.
Well, you might. I think that Ron is placating the fans here.
I think that's a terrible move.
Because, listen, if you were going to cut Hopkins, you would have done it a few weeks ago. Sure, he missed a field goal last week, but I think on the year, officially, he's missed two. He did miss the two extra points, but if those were really so upsetting, cut him then.
Yeah, but
the timing is very weird.
He did say, to defend him, Ron Rivera, he did say, it's not a problem until it's a problem. And when he came on this show, listen every Tuesday at 8:25,
yep.
He pointed out, and in his pressers, He pointed out a momentum swing. Now, I think that's overstated, but he felt like they were in good shape. They missed a field goal, and then it went downhill after that.
Okay. I mean, there is definitely truth to that. I still don't think they were going to win that game.
But, by the way, you know Chris Blewett's going to miss more field goals than D-Hop.
I do think so. I think what you cut is
he's never kicked in a game, has he?
No.
He's never kicked in a game
at all in 5 years.
Yeah. You think he's not going to miss kicks?
He's going to be butt nervous. And then you got to kick him out. He's got to kick in Lambeau.
I think it's a given he's going to miss more.
I bet you the percentage. I bet you he does. I'll bet you right now.
The fact is you just got rid of a veteran kicker. So that's fine. Let's hope it works
out. Look, it's one thing if you cut D-Hop and you signed a guy who had been kicking for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're signing a kid who's never kicked?
I don't think it's a huge deal. I think kickers are so disposable.
I don't think they are. I think it's hard to find good ones.
They're a dime a dozen.
Why do you think D-Hop's been here for seven years?
It's hard to find good ones.
I'm not sure why he was here for 7 years.
It's hard to find good ones. Yeah. But so we'll see. And I also predict that Hopkins will be picked up in a few weeks. I'll be shocked if, you know, that's been opening, he'll be picked up. But here's Ron Rivera talking about it.
Hold on. Ron is explaining why he chose Blewett instead of a veteran kicker.
All right.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys out there with a lot of experience right now. And we had brought Chris in before, and Chris did the same thing in the workout he did before. You know, he I think he only missed one. It was over a 50-yarder. I think of both of his trials that he had. That's how consistent he was. He kicks the ball off relatively deep. He kicked one yesterday into the wind. We didn't have him kick with the wind. We had him kick into the wind. He kicked one into the wind that had about 4.5 second hang time and was about 7 yards deep. So we know he's got a strong leg for kickoff. So we felt pretty good about that. You know, and again, as I said, it was my decision and. You know, I own that.
So anyway, it is what it is. You're swapping out the kickers. It may be a nothing. I think we could be on a kicker odyssey here for a while, but that's fine.
But do you think it's an effort? Sounds like you think it's an effort by Rivera to kind of just shift the conversation.
A little bit to placate the fans to show, hey, I'm doing something.
I wonder if people believe that. We can open up to callers, 800-636-1067, to use the word of the day. Was he trying to obfuscate? And shift the conversation towards the kicker versus the poor performing team.
I also want to frame it in this way. Like, I feel like there's definitely a lot of mixed messaging that Ron's involved in. Remember, just going back to last year, he said that Haskins was his guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the game before, and then all of a sudden, that all changed. You know, he benched him and then eventually cut him.
I'm glad he changed course on that.
I agree. But, I mean, he said he was his guy. He said Hopkins was his guy just like 2 weeks ago. He had his back after the misses.
What about this theory?
Can I finish one last thing? And the one last thing, Valdez, is, and then you do yours, is that he said he wanted Taylor to be a game manager just like 2 weeks ago. And now he's saying, well, Taylor's not being Taylor.
Right.
So, I mean, he's got Taylor's head spinning.
So what do you think about this theory? That Ron wants to show everyone that I'm smarter than you. He wants to show the fans that he knows more about football than them. So the fans want Hopkins.
Well, he should know more.
So all the fans want Hopkins' head on a stick, mm-hmm. right? So he lets him go, signs this young kicker. This mm-hmm. kicker's going to miss 10,000 kicks during the season because he never kicked in a game. Then everyone's going to go, man, I wish we had Hopkins back. And then Ron can go, well, I told you so.
Except ultimately, you can't say, I told you so, we were going to fail if you're the head coach of an NFL team.
Yeah, no, I don't think he could do that.
Look, I hope the local kid works out.
So do I.
Yeah. But
I hope he goes 100 for
100. The kid's never kicked in a game, and he's got some, you know, obviously some inclement weather coming as we get to November, December. D-Hop's been doing it since 2015. His overall percentage was pretty good. I mean, this year I know he missed the two, but his overall percentage is pretty good.
Blewett only missed one.
He's a solid kicker.
According to Rivera, Blewett only missed one in his tryouts.
In practice.
I know, I'm just joking. Okay. But I do think I agree with your larger premise, and people can chime in again, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
I think Ron's all over the place.
I think he is, and he proved that last year, like he said. It was supposed to be a year of development. Yeah. All of a sudden, the division sucked, and they went for it, right?
Which is fine, but it is what it is.
Right. And then this year, expectations were higher. He never said, hey, cool it before the games are being played. Mm-hmm. He never said, this is ridiculous. This is year two of my five-year plan. He accepted kind of the high expectations. We're trying to win the division. And then all of a sudden, they start getting waxed, and the defense is terrible, and it's painfully obvious. And he goes, hey, you know, you almost wish we lowered the expectations beforehand.
Right.
He changes his messages with the wind.
Yes. I also think I'd like to also throw in there, in terms of sort of placating the fans a little bit and being vulnerable to its kind of PR or whatever. I bounce this off B. Mitch. I truly think he played Jamin Davis because we were getting on him. We were all seeing the decreased playing time. It got down to an embarrassing, indefensible 13 plays. And then all of a sudden, the next week, he played the most snaps he's ever played. Now, you could say, oh, it's because of the strategy and everything.
Right.
He didn't do anything in those 13 plays that indicated he should play the most ever the next week.
Well,
in my opinion.
In that case, look,
and
I think.
By the way, B. Mitch agreed with it.
If you did the poll on the mixed messaging,
that would be funny.
I agree that he's a mixed messages guy.
Yep.
I think, and what we've heard kind of behind the scenes is, he's not necessarily, he's an overseer. He's not in there. And we asked him, I asked him a few weeks ago about, are you in the mix on game planning? And he said, oh, I'm aware of it. Which to me, the way that I heard what he said and what I've heard behind the scenes is, he's not grinding away on the game plan. He checks in.
Yeah,
he's aware of everything.
But that's what you want from your head coach. You want
I understand
delegator.
That, Cakes. But my point is, he's not saying, let's go with a five-man front this week. Let's go with the four-man front this week. Let's play Jamin Davis more snaps. It's all Jack Del Rio.
No, I think
he's delegated it to Del Rio.
No, but I think he
can. Yeah, but they talk about it.
Of course they talk about it.
He can say, hey, we got to.
But I think that was a Del Rio strategy.
No, I think he can say, well, we'll just agree to disagree. I think he can say, hey, you know what? We need to play the kid a little bit more. It's getting crazy.
Well, I think if he's listening to fans and or DJs for any of his personnel input, he should be fired immediately.
Well, not only DJs.
He should be fired.
Okay, but everyone is susceptible to it. And we're all human, and it's not just DJs. It's the beat guys are asking him every week,
too. Okay,
that's
fine, but do you think Bill Belichick has ever altered his game plan because of a reporter or a DJ asked him a question about his playing time?
Do you not think that that coaches in this town have made moves to placate the fans? Of course they have.
Well,
I think they do it all the time.
I think that's stupid.
Well, noise can influence you.
It's human.
I do think noise can influence you when you're getting peppered the questions, but there's also other factors. They did draft him as first-round pick, so ultimately you do want to play him more. And you're grasping at straws because nothing is working.
If you're listening,
like to me, the five-man front was an attempt to drum up the pass rush.
It's part of it, too.
And they started Ioannidis.
They're just throwing everything.
And Ioannidis is graded higher than some of the other guys. They're like, well, let's get Ioannidis on the field with those guys, which resulted in less linebackers on the field. So I feel like when nothing's working, you start grasping. And so that's why Davis played more.
If you're listening to drunk fans as an NFL head coach, guy up in section 300, you should be fired and fired for cause,
but
and not give it a penny of your contract.
Cakes, you are in theory correct, but I can't believe that you don't see that happens.
I mean, I think
you just don't think it ever happens.
Maybe once in a while, but I don't think it's weekly
that they make personnel decisions based on what beat reporters, DJs, or fans.
I think they react
writing on blogs,
especially
or calling into radio shows about.
I think especially when it's going south and they're just
I just find it hard to believe.
Blewett was Pitt's starting kicker for 4 years.
Yep.
From his freshman year to his senior year. And his junior senior year, and that was a long time ago.
Numbers aren't great.
2015 and 2016, in his junior and senior year, he missed 15 kicks. He was 25 for 40.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Blewett is not going to be better than D-Hop. He's just not. And I heard a lot of the beat writers were pissed because they really like Hopkins, and they think he's good in the locker room and all that. They were pissed. I mean, it doesn't matter what they think, but I don't know. I don't understand this move.
We'll continue to take your calls on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067. It's the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Junks on an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget, Dave Richard's going to join us at 8 to talk some fantasy football. Jason Locke and 4, we'll go around the league with him, talk about the latest Deshaun Watson trade rumors, how that affects Tua Tagovailoa, and the rumors that he could potentially be headed here to Washington. And in the 9 o'clock hour, Ryan Zimmerman joins us at 9:25, so you don't want to miss that. I think we should go out to Doug in Drab Tilly. He has quite a theory as to
I think he's called in before.
Okay.
I think, because I remember this comment. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the situation.
You believe it is mixed messaging.
I think there's definitely mixed messaging. Yeah. I think Ron changes his opinion and his mindset daily. I think he flip-flops. He's all over the place. And my premise is, and I kind of alluded to this yesterday when we had our guest on. I can't remember who, the guy from Pro Football Focus. I think a lot of these coaches, they're all kind of equal. They don't really know anything. They're all football geniuses, but you know you're as good as your players.
I think it's fine to be
and they
fluid.
Flail around a little bit.
I think it's fine to be fluid and adaptable. I think you should be. You shouldn't be rigid. But if you're doing it on the whims of fans or beat reporters asking you questions,
but
and
the pressure
and you're influenced by any of that. Then I think you're
it's human nature. Well,
I think derelict in your duties.
Ron's
nature.
As stubborn as they come.
Sure.
I don't think if there's one guy who does not bow down to that, it would be Ron Rivera.
Maybe, but I do think that coaches, and I'm going to get to Doug in a second. I do think that coaches, I think especially like with quarterback changes, when there's get mounting pressure and pressure and pressure and questions and questions, it's human nature they react to it.
But that,
well, also
but that should all be internal
but
pressure.
They're reacting
it, shouldn't be from,
to,
it shouldn't be from outside
I know, but
forces.
You're speaking in a theoretical world. In the real world, outcry from fans and the media affects coaching decisions. It just
well, it
does.
May, but it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Well, I mean, if there's outcry from the fans and the media, it's because there's poor performance. So I would think,
definitely.
So I would think that the coaches are reacting to the poor performance. They know they've got to make a change.
It depends. Right. That can rock your confidence.
Combination.
It's just human nature. It is a combination. If everything's going swimmingly, there's not going to be the pressure.
Well, if I were ever hired as a head coach, which I wouldn't because I would be terrible at it, but if Cakes Rivera were hired during the press conference, during my initial press conference, I would say, I'm never listening to fans. I don't care what you think. I want you to show up for the games, and I want you to come cheer for the team. But I'm never going to listen to any of your opinions because they don't matter to me. The only opinions that matter are the ones that are inside this building.
Right. But I just think it's human nature to be influenced by pressure, et cetera. All right. Let's go to Doug in Chantilly. Doug, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Yes. I'd just like to say I think that the holder is the problem. Because
Cheeseman,
the ball.
No, Cheeseman's a snapper. The holder's Tress.
Tressway. But he's been holding forever.
Yeah,
I know that. But I'm telling you, if you look at the footage
year.
On the kick, on the ones that were missed.
Yeah.
Look at the way it was held down on the ground.
Yeah.
If the ball is tilted to the side, that's the way the ball's going to go.
No, they're doing that on purpose.
Go the other way.
By the way, what are your bona fides? How are you qualified to give these opinions?
Were you a kicker?
No, I held for a kicker, and he would really be mad if I didn't hold it a certain way. The lace has got to be front,
right?
And it's got to be
laces out.
Yeah, but every kicker has their own particular way.
Well, let me ask you this, Doug. When he misses kicks, do you notice an interaction between Hopkins and Tressway ever?
A little bit, yeah. I've seen it on the footage that he just kind of looked at him, you know, like.
Where did you hold?
Get it next time.
Some high school. Where did you hold? Did you hold for me against the Divas?
Where did you? Yeah, did you play high school ball? Is that what it is?
I don't claim to be an expert, but I did hold for a high school kicker.
I admire the out of the box thinking.
Okay, high school calling in, and
I will say this in Doug's defense: the hold can completely screw the kicker.
Who was your holder at the Turkey Bowl?
Lurch. In fact, Lurch dropped one, and I had to stop. And he picked it up and put it up, and then I
can't
I'm pretty sure
there was no pass rush. Like, that was the rule that you couldn't rush the kicker.
There was no pass rush on the punts.
I thought that was the same case on the kicks.
No, on the punts for sure.
If you don't believe it, look at the footage on the ones he missed and the way it was held when he made the kick. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Can we break this down? Is there
any
way to do
it? It's a waste of time.
But I will say this. He's right in the sense that the hold can screw a kicker. But,
of course,
Tress is a pro. He's been doing it for his entire career. I can't imagine that he's the reason for every one of the misses.
Does he think that Tressway...
No, he's not the reason for every one. But if you look at the ones that were... I mean, you could see it big time. The way it's facing. It's facing out, down to the side. You can see it.
We can ask him. But don't they have a special teams coach who's looking at the film?
I would think that, right?
Right. Well, the special teams coach would catch that, okay?
Hopkins would say it.
And Hopkins would say it. And then Ron Rivera, unless he's totally just,
stubborn,
nervous because people are asking him questions about Hopkins, he would listen to the coordinator and he would hear that it's not Hopkins' fault.
Right.
And he wouldn't cut him.
They'd have a different holder.
I mean, why do you think Hopkins was cut then? If you believe in your theory, do you subscribe to the theory that Rivera is just doing this to distract? Why would he cut him?
I have no idea why he would cut him, because he's a great kicker.
Great.
And I've seen him make long field goals, and he's the best that we've had in a long time.
Well, maybe Blewett's better in practice.
Every kick is in the end zone, too.
Yeah,
everybody kicks it in the end zone. Come on.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't have the hang time of Blewett.
Right,
Rivera talk about hang time.
Listen, I think you're probably wrong, but I think there's some merit to what you're saying in the sense that the holds have to be good. The holds will affect the kicker. Now, I don't know that they've been bad.
But they practice that stuff.
Of course.
The practice.
And there clearly was a timing issue in the preseason that they alluded to.
Eric, of course the holds have to be good.
Yeah.
But this guy's making it seem like Tressway doesn't know how to hold the ball.
And I agree.
Exactly how Hopkins wants
it tilted. How long has he been doing it? He's been doing it for years.
I agree.
Like 5 years.
Every kicker wants it tilted or held a different way. As a kicker.
Of course. Like, this guy's just discovering it because he held 17 kicks in high school.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. He was wrong. Sorry. He was just wrong.
EB's fascination with special teams and kickers.
I love kicking.
It makes me chuckle.
You don't understand.
I know. It makes
I grew up in my house when there's nothing going on. I had all the kicker tees.
He was Tony Franklin. I don't know who that is.
I would tee up balls in my front yard and kick them. I would do kickoffs. Just kick them. Nobody around. I just kick them.
Do you guys know who Tony Franklin
was? Was he the barefoot kicker for the Eagles?
I was trying to ask those young bucks.
Yeah, you know why I kick barefoot? Because my right foot is so small, it swims around in the shoe, and I can't contact it correctly with the shoe. Because
it's smaller than your left foot.
It's way smaller. It's like two sizes smaller.
Right. You wear 11 on your right and a 13 on your left.
Yes. Yes. It's smaller and it's skinnier. It's like having a cakes.
You're like Bodie.
It's like
you got Bodie
little,
feet.
It's like having a little cakes on your right foot.
You have an average size foot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, EB Junks? I appreciate your show. I love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
You're exactly right, EB. Hmm. I mean, come on, dude. This dude's just whacking dudes that, you know what I mean, just to make the fan base happy. He doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, he's just a talking head. He doesn't. He's not into the plays, the defense, the offense. Let's go, man. He's just a rah-rah dude. Look, I mean, it's not the right guy for the job. Not he didn't pick the right people. He needs to get out of here as fast as possible.
Let me ask you this, though.
And you want him gone.
I'm not defending him, but if it was a different name and signed a five-year contract coming off of a three-win season, that was Gruden's last season here. 3 wins, 3-13.
All right.
So you don't know that it's Ron Rivera. Forget about the noise. Wouldn't you give him a pass at least till the third year just based on record?
I personally wouldn't, man. I mean, do you see what's going on? Do you see what's going on as far as, like, he's just
I know, but it takes a while. It takes a while to turn around a franchise.
Right, but no one really senses a theme or, we're just a hodgepodge.
I'm not some big defender of him, but I just think it would be unfair to whack him now. When we had these conversations about Gruden, I thought it was ridiculous to extend him after 3 years. Based on what he had done
at
3 years, if he doesn't get him in the playoffs, and I'm going to discount last year.
So, Joe, you want Ron Rivera fired today? That's what you want.
Well, I mean, today, tomorrow, the end of the season, whatever. I don't care, man. Just get the bum out of here. Get Jack Del Rio out of here. I mean, the proof's in the pudding, right? I mean, as far as the defense goes, I mean, you got studs or whatever you crown them, whatever, say they're studs. But you got to get these dudes in the right position to make plays. And if they're not making plays, it starts at the top. Let's whack those dudes off.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I just think he deserves another year. He's on his seventh different quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got no talent. He's got injuries everywhere. You know, the defense does suck. I get it. But there's a lot of issues with this team.
Is Washington football team really
going to... They're not all his fault.
Are they going to stay on the hamster wheel of just getting rid of coaches every 2 or 3 years?
No, he has another year.
This is awful. If that's the case.
He might have another 2 years.
I'm standing by the premise. Until you have a quarterback, you are going to be on the hamster wheel of coaches.
Agree.
Yeah. So they have no quarterback. The coaches are virtually interchangeable. You can think that Sean McVay is a boy wonder, but I think they're all football guys. Some guys know a little more than others, but... You got to have the right guys.
There's a reason McVay dumped Goff and got Matt Stafford in.
Mm-hmm.
He realized
some guys are better.
Some guys are better than others.
McVay went to the Super Bowl with Goff.
Understood. But if McVay goes somewhere else and doesn't have Aaron Donald and doesn't have these great pieces, he could flail.
Well, most teams have at least a few good players.
Understood. I just don't think that these guys have master plans. They don't. They're just football guys. And
what do you mean master? They don't have master plans.
It's not like, okay, we're going to do this
scheme
in year one.
Doesn't matter.
We're going to do this in year two. And by year three, we're going to be at 9-7. By year four, we're going to win a Super Bowl. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, it kind of depends on...
It just doesn't work that way.
It kind of depends on who you have. You're right. But, I mean, if you come into a coaching job and the quarterback's gone and you're drafting a new quarterback, there's got to be a plan. Because you don't think you're going to win a Super Bowl in that quarterback's rookie year.
For sure. But you just have to be lucky. You just have to be lucky.
Well, this plan's gone completely off the rails because they planned for Fitz to come in and solidify the offense and to have a top five, top ten defense.
Right.
So all the plans are blown
exactly.
up in Ron's face.
That's a perfect example of how these coaches don't know anything. They thought they had a top five defense. Turns out they have the worst defense in football.
It's
so
shocking.
How much do they know? And they're all defensive guys.
Right.
So it cements my point. They don't know anything.
You know
they're average football guys.
I keep saying it. That's part of the plan. Yeah, the building is loaded with defensive guys. Load up the building with offensive guys, please.
Fine.
Going forward.
But you can't do it if you don't have a great quarterback.
Understood.
And you could say, draft one. Those guys miss all the time. They miss 75% of the time. There's 7 guys in the world that play at a level that you'd be happy with.
Post-Ron, when the guy walks through the door, if he has... defensive coordinator or defensive head coach on his resume, you tell him to just walk right out. I'm not interviewing you. You're not eligible for this job.
I'm just happy EB finally came around. I mean, this is years ago. You used to argue that having the quarterback didn't matter that much.
Because I was still in the Gibbs era.
It was
mindset.
More kind of like during your
Gibbs
Jason
era.
Campbell years.
Well,
it's like you argued.
Like, we won a Super Bowl with Theismann, with Rippon, with Doug Williams, just like average guys.
Okay,
those particular years, I mean, Rippon had a bomb year.
Right. But they were almost journeymen. Almost
career-wise, sure.
Journeymen. He won. Joe
Gibbs
won a Super Bowl. I know.
He's a Hall of Fame coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, I agree.
And the game's changed. I mean, I just gotta have a stud quarterback. I've been saying for a long time, you gotta have a quarterback.
It's obvious. You gotta have one of the best.
But I would disagree that all coaches are pretty much the same, and they just got to get lucky with a quarterback. It goes much deeper than that.
I mean,
like Valdez said, you got to devise schemes. You got to coach your guys up.
Of course.
You've got to look at matchups.
I just disrespect NFL coaches more than I ever
have. I mean, do you know how many hours these guys put in per week?
I watched the Ravens win yesterday because Wink Martindale did the best job. Not Lamar Jackson, but Wink Martindale won them the game against the Chargers.
That's an outlier. The Ravens are who they are because of Lamar. Wink Martindale's great. Sure. They're who they are because of Lamar.
Winning games.
Hold on. They won a Super Bowl with Flacco. Harbaugh won a Super Bowl with Flacco.
Understood.
You can't tell me.
It's more of a one-off than anything. Flacco had a great year, right?
Well, it was a great team.
It
was a great team.
Down the stretch, he was like the hottest quarterback in the world.
He had a super hot run.
Right? It was a great team.
Well, it was a perennial playoff team.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not just the Super Bowl.
All I know is I've seen Hall of Fame coaches come in here and fail left and right. Mike Shanahan was a genius.
Well, it's not easy, like a moron
because he had Beck and Grossman.
It's not easy to do, no doubt. It's not easy to do.
You got to have the quarterback.
But what about other places?
What do you mean?
Hall of Fame coaches have gone other places and had great careers.
Mike, what are you talking about? Give me examples. What do you mean?
I'm just saying that.
Pete Carroll's nothing without Russell Wilson in the NFL.
Well, no, but Andy Reid's been successful.
Yeah, Andy Reid is one guy. There are a couple guys. He's been pretty good, but he also has Mahomes, and he had McNabb at the height of his Hall of Fame career. He had 1 year with Alex Smith where you could say,
you're not going to get me argue against quarterbacks are vitally important to a coach's. You're seeing it right now, Bill Belichick.
Why did Nick Saban struggle with Miami?
Because he didn't land silly Drew Brees. He had to settle for the Nubster.
Coaches, we all agree with that or no?
Okay, but why do you think Josh Allen is developing so much? You think he just because he's getting reps, or do you think he's being coached over the last 2 or 3 years to get better?
I think he's a special talent. I don't think McDermott is a genius.
No, it's not. He's not the genius. It's Brian Daboel, the offensive coordinator. Okay, but these coaches put together the staff. It's more on the player, dude.
No, he was drafted
Josh
high.
Josh Allen has talent from God.
Of course he has talent, but you have to develop.
Of course you have to have a level of coaching.
You have to put the talent in a position to succeed.
He didn't play like that his first year.
Oh, it took time.
You got to give the coaching staff some credit.
I give the coaching staff mild credit.
Oh, my God.
You guys go.
There's a lot of factors. Look, they also added Stephon Diggs. Helped his game a lot.
Certainly did.
Yeah. Okay, it's not like you just say, all right, Stephon. Hey, Stephon, Josh, just go out there and play.
Go do the backyard play.
Let's go and play. Make plays. Come on.
No.
But his point is, every NFL coach has plays.
All
they've got playbooks.
Some are better than others.
That is true.
Depends
if
on
you think. But all he's saying is it's a bigger factor. Which look, it's proven right now.
Why did Belichick struggle in Cleveland? He had nothing.
Exactly, and struggling now with a quarterback's got a pea shooter for an arm.
Yeah, and he's a rookie. So it's going to take time to develop him.
It probably will. I mean,
he's
we'll
not
see.
Brady.
You know what?
He made a horrible decision in throwing Brady overboard.
Why are the Rams better this year? Why are the Rams better this year? Is McVay coaching better, or is it that he's got Stafford under center?
I just told you, McVay went to a Super Bowl with Goff, who sucks. I'm not going to give him credit.
But they're better this year than last year.
He somehow coached.
We don't know.
I agree.
Hold on, but he somehow coached, but he got great play from him. But he knew that wasn't consistent.
The Rams were the highest scoring team in the league like 2 years ago.
Hey, listen. With Goff. You just bring in any coach you want, they'll come here and fail if they don't have a quarterback. That's my point.
Right,
so that's why it's a bigger issue.
We'll continue with Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in on the quarterback versus coaching debate in the NFL.
It's a yell at each other Thursday.
Yes, it
is. Hey, looking for something to celebrate? Look no further than KO Distilling right up the road in Manassas, Virginia. Their 6th anniversary celebration continues all month long. Head on over and enjoy a specialty cocktail or spirit flight in their beautiful tasting room. Explore KO's production facility and barrel room. It's awesome. And while you're there, buy a bottle or two to take home with you. You can even shop online at KODistilling.com to have spirits delivered right to your front door. For the latest KO news and events, visit KODistilling.com. Remember, always drink KO responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dave Richards is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk fantasy football with him. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, time for the Junkies Blitz. We'll weave in some of your calls as well. Presented by Offenbacher's. Visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture that's in stock and ready for delivery to your backyard.
So you got a game tonight. Cleveland Browns at Denver. Cleveland banged up.
I think it's at Cleveland.
Oh, sorry. Denver at Cleveland. Cleveland banged up. Baker Mayfield out with the shoulder injury, torn labrum, left shoulder, but he's out. Nick Chubb, calf injury, he's out.
Yep.
And the list just goes on. Kareem Hunt out.
Ernest Johnson starting.
Yep.
For Cleveland.
They've got a bunch of guys like Odell Beckham Jr., Jadeveon Clowney, Jedrick Willis Jr., all battling injuries. So they are banged up.
Looks
and
like
Case
Jarvis
Keenum,
Landry might be coming off the injured list and potentially could play tonight.
Nice. Case Keenum will start for your Cleveland Browns.
Ooh. By the way, Bridgewater has an injury, too. He's a question mark.
He has, a foot and another injury that popped up late in the week.
Yeah, he's a question mark.
Yeah.
So you might be seeing backups with
both.
I
see Locke versus Keenum tonight on Thursday Night Football, potentially.
This is ugly.
Just to kind of use the Case Keenum example,
yep,
to go back to what we were talking about the importance of quarterbacks versus coaches. If you just look at the Washington football team, let's go Shanny's tenure. Made the playoffs once. When? When RG3 had an unbelievable rookie of the year campaign and took the
down
league
the
by
stretch.
Storm.
And before
every other
that,
season,
they were 3-7.
Right. Every other season, terrible.
Yeah.
Gruden. Gruden gets to the playoffs one time during his tenure is when Kirk is kicking ass.
Yeah.
And actually had another season where they just missed it when Kirk was kicking ass. When he had guys like Case Keenum under center, not so good. Same thing like when Shanny had John Beck and Grossman, not so good.
Yeah.
Terrible, it is all actually about the quarterback.
To me, it's all about the quarterback. That's the most important factor.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we open up the show, or maybe second segment, we spent some time talking about the rumors. And there are admittedly rumors, but John McClain, who writes for the Houston Chronicle, said that the talks between the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins have heated up. They're trying to finalize a trade involving quarterback Deshaun Watson. The surprising thing is, McClain said it could happen as early as this week. Trade deadline is November 2nd,
wow,
4 o'clock. So that is within 2 weeks.
Yep.
You expect to move. And then kind of based off of that, some rumors emerged that Washington may be interested in Tua. The thought being that, well, if Deshaun's coming to Miami, even if he weren't going to play this season, you'd imagine that he would take over next year. So why would you need Tua at that point? They would try and move Tua to try and get something for him.
We'll see. Because the people that we talked to asked their sources within the team, they say there's no chance for trading for Tua. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, let's bring out a couple of these calls here. We just don't have that much time. Let's go to Mark in Silver Spring. Mark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I had to jump in on that call, the guy talking about tilting the ball to the right. I did kick in college for 4 years, and, and there's a reason why. Guys, that some guys will that just have a natural little push off or a hook with the ball if it's straight up and down.
Right.
So if you're a righty, you'll tilt it to the right a little bit, and when your foot's coming through, it kind of gets that X and it helps you get that sweet spot.
Right.
So outside of that, some guys like it tilted back a little bit more. Some want it straight up. They don't need it, but that's the reason why that tilts there.
Where did you kick?
At Bowie State. I grew up around you guys.
Okay, very nice. Hey, what would your theory be on Rivera? Do you believe he's a guy that's spitting out mixed messages?
I think at that time, if you were going to make that move, why didn't you make the move after the misses? Most guys do that. And, and this is definitely a grasper because, I mean, what's he going to say? If he misses a couple in the game, is he going to say, well, he's probably going to miss a few because he's new and he's got to get used to it? I mean, then that just, you know, that just pisses you off if you're a fan because Hopkins is going to miss a few too. But I'm not saying they didn't have to make a move, but it didn't seem like it was the right
timing. Is off.
It makes
the
it scratch
timing
your head,
and who you're going after.
Yes,
somebody who hasn't played in a couple of years.
But, what was your longest?
By the way, not a couple of years. Six years.
Put it this way. In my opinion, the kicker has never been a bigger question mark than it is this week.
I know.
Hey,
we're going to analyze.
Rule of kickers: you can never blame a holder.
Mark,
what
was your longest field goal at Bowie State? Like your most memorable field goal?
The longest was 51.
That's nice. Do you have any game winners?
Solid. And the funny thing you were talking about those things. The weird is you sometimes concentrate more. That one, the snap actually hit the ground, and my holder and I stayed in sync. I had to pause.
Right.
And then he got it down. But you got to trust your holder. And I don't think there's any issue with the holder. I can't imagine if those guys are playing that long together.
Right.
There was no issue there.
Correct.
All right. Hey, thank you, Mark.
Most of the time, you guys, if you watch it, you'll see the ones that they miss it to the right, it's because they rushed it. And you'll look. You'll watch it. You watch the replay. They didn't come all the way through. Their chest is pretty much aiming exactly where that ball went.
Yeah, Mark sounds like more of an expert than the previous caller.
Well, he's another level. The previous caller was a high school
different level.
Holder.
Yeah.
Now we're talking to
Mark,
a collegiate kicker.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Really great appreciate job. It. Yeah, thank you, buddy. All right, let's go to Chucky in Manassas. Chucky, what's up?
Hey, what's
Chucky.
Up, fellas? Hey, I wanted to ask Lurch, would you be upset that they got rid of Hopkins? Because Hopkins should have been gone since last year. I mean, you can't depend on him, not even for an extra point.
I mean, he missed. He did have two missed extra points, but his overall percentage, if you look at his career, is pretty good. I'm not saying that it wasn't an issue, but you're bringing in Chris Blewett, who hadn't kicked ever in an NFL game, and the last time he kicked was in college in 2016.
Right.
Yeah, hey, I just can't wait for the jokes if Blewett doesn't work out.
Well, believe me, it probably
that's
won't.
Be great. That's going to be awesome.
Let's go to Don in Bowie. Don, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks, I just wanted to start out by saying Rivera's wrong. You know what I'm saying? And if you're listening, Kicks, you're going to hate this. Man, his whole concept when he came here, he said he loved players that could play multiple positions so they could be all over the field. And now it's getting kind of dumb because I think I need the best player at this position to be out there on the field. I mean, you're not going to put a linebacker at punter to get an extra guy in coverage. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. And if you want to blame Hopkins for missing kicks, I swear I've seen Landon Collins throw his hands up plenty more times than Hopkins done missed a kick. So if somebody needed to go to make a point, should have been Landon, not Hopkins, guys. I love y'all, man.
All right, thank you, Don. Love you too, buddy.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
Some love from Bowie today.
800-636-1067 is the number. That's very important because Dave Richard is about to join us to dispense invaluable fantasy football advice. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.